RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello, listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, and Focus News in Brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. The House of Representatives ratifies the candidacy of Tito Karnavian as Indonesian police chief. Indonesian president scheduled to open the Congress of Asian Constitutional Court. Malaysian authority increasing patrols along Johor Bahru sea crossing lane. Now the news in detail. Plenary session of the House of the Representatives DPR ratified the report of Commission 3 of the House on result of fit and proper test of Indonesian police chief candidate Commissioner General Tito Karnavian. In the report before the plenary meeting in Jakarta on Monday, Chairman of Commission 3 Bambang Susatyo remarked after going through the test and selection process that the Commission plenary session of legal affairs approved the appointment of the head of the National Counterterrorism Agency, Tito Karnavian, as a new police chief. In addition, the plenary session of the House also approved the turnover of former police chief Badrudin Haiti. Based on the decision of plenary session of the House Commission 3, through the factions, few agreed to the turnover of Police General Badrudin Haiti as chief of Indonesian National Police and subsequently approved the appointment of the Commissioner General Tito Karnavian as a new chief of Indonesian National Police. After ratifying the candidacy of Commissioner General Tito Karnavian as chief of Indonesian National Police, the House Speaker Ade Kamarudin said that he plans to immediately send a letter to President Joko Widodo to inaugurate a new police chief as soon as possible. Ade also said that the fit and proper test process of police chief candidate took place smoothly because each faction in the House views that Tito Karnavian has the competence to serve the chief of Indonesian National Police. Chairman of the Constitutional Court Arif Hidayat in Jakarta on Monday said that President Joko Widodo will open the Congress of Asian Constitutional Court Association 2016, which is scheduled to take place in Bali in early August. He said that President Joko Widodo has agreed and has asked Secretary of State to schedule the opening of Congress of the Asian level.
Di tingkat Asia, nanti ada,
at the Asian level, there will be election of new president of the association and asked President Joko Widodo to open the Congress.
Tradisinya, kalau
because of the tradition, if we call Congress, it should be opened. By the help of state, it happened when we were doing Congress in Turkey and in Seoul, so we asked President to open the Congress. Furthermore, Arif Hidayat said the team of the Asian Congress of the Association of Constitutional Court and alleged institutional next August is promotion and protection of constitutional rights of citizens. In addition, Hidayat also said at the Association meeting of Asian Constitutional Judges, there will be elected a new president association to replace him. A member of the House of Representatives DPR Commission 1, Sharif Hasan, pushed Indonesian government in Jakarta on Monday to be more assertive in handling cases of Indonesian hostage by terrorist group Abu Sayyaf in the Philippines water some time ago. He said that beside the effort to rescue the citizens of Indonesia, the government should also increase efforts to secure territorial waters and to remind civil society to be careful through waters that are prone to hostage.
Saya pikir Indonesia harus lebih tegas
I think Indonesia should be more assertive. Discourse for joint operation should not be a mere discourse. This must be clarified. Operation in our waters should be further improved, and our citizens who travel to the Philippines and who do business have to be reminded that the condition in the Philippines is not conducive.
Ataupun dengan usaha bisnis yang ke sana.
Furthermore, Sharif Hasan also said that he supports if the government will choose to suspend the shipping of goods logistics through the area waters. He added that this is to ensure the safety of Indonesian citizens' lives from the threat of hostage and kidnapping conducted by terrorists. He also reminded that the Indonesian government should not compromise in resolving the hostage. Malaysian authorities continue to increase monitoring and patrol along the sea crossing lane in Johor Bahru. The patrol is sent to prevent Indonesian citizens which usually enter through irregular channel and will go back home to celebrate Idul Fitri in their hometowns. Coordinator of Consular Functions and Chairman of the Task Force on Indonesian Citizens Protection, Indonesian Embassy, Kuala Lumpur, Dino Nurwahyudin said the sea lane becomes the most widely used by Indonesian citizens to return to their homeland, both who have legal document or not, due to Malaysia is located close to Batam and Tanjung Balai, Asahan, North Sumatra. It is a specific reason why the citizens use the sea lane to return to their homeland. A moment of great days is usually used them out without official document to avoid pursuit of the officers. Head of Research and Development of Corruption Eradication Commission KPK, Cahya Hardianto Harepa, said that inaccurate budget and alleged plot are several causes of deviation of project procurement of goods and services. In a press statement in Jakarta on Monday, he said that almost 70% of cases of corruption came from the procurement of goods and services. Therefore, according to Cahya, the commission recommended measures to prevent corruption in irregularities procurement project.
Kita petakan titik-titik rawan pada regulasi.
We map the vulnerable points on the implementing regulation, supervision and evaluation related to BBJ. After that, we arrange recommendation to cover the vulnerable points. At the last, we arrange suggestion on the prevention of corruption. Some preventive recommendations that need to be considered by the Commission are the development of support devices and have to think about the principle of making much money. In addition, the government should prepare human resources, particularly for inventory of procurement of goods and services. The government, according to Cahya, should enhance systems which will be integrated among ministries and agencies. Cahya also confirmed that KPK investigators would follow up on reports and complaints relating to the deviation of project procurement of goods and services in each ministry and agency. KPK noted throughout the year 2015 until June 2016, the state losses from irregularities procurement project handled by the KPK reached nearly 1 trillion rupiah. Despite varying opinions among factions in the House of Representatives, DPR legislative body is set to approve the tax amnesty bill during the Tuesday's plenary meeting. House Speaker Adi Kamarudin said on Monday that in addition to the tax amnesty bill, the House would also approve the revised 2016 state budget. He said that the House complex on Monday in Jakarta that the approval process will be smooth, like when the National Police Chief was approved during Monday's plenary meeting. House Commission 11 Operation Banking and Finance is expected to finish deliberating the bill with the Finance Minister Bambang Brojonegoro on Monday evening. Gerindra Party faction lawmaker Supriyatno, who leaks the tax amnesty working unit, said two factions within the House rejected 2 points of the bill, the tax amnesty and tax rates. The last item, the head of the Indonesian Capital Investment Coordinating Board, BKPN, Franky Sibrani, held a roadshow on Monday in three cities in the United States, namely San Francisco, Chicago, and New York, to market Indonesian investment potential. Frank explained that publicizing Indonesian potential for investment among business houses in the United States was an important part of the government's efforts to bring more capital to Indonesia. He stated in a press release on Monday that interest in investment started to grow significantly since the visit of Indonesian President Joko Widodo to the United States some time ago. As BKPN began the investment promotion activity in San Francisco City, Franky was scheduled to speak about investment opportunities before representatives of 40 American companies and also met members of the Indonesian diaspora. The series of investment marketing activity was aimed at promoting investment in several key sectors such as electricity, food and beverage and consumer goods industry in Indonesia. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, is holding VOI International Quiz 2016 with the main prize, having a holiday in Indonesia. Indonesia, an amazing country, the world's largest archipelago country, where you can find a lot of wonderful things. Indonesia, a beautiful place with natural cultural diversity, along with its friendly people. All of this will impress you for good. Are you dreaming of visiting Indonesia? Make your dream come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2016. You may be the lucky one to visit the wonderful Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. What is the capital city of Indonesia? 2. What is your favorite program? 3. Tell us briefly what you know about Voice of Indonesia. Please send your answer along with your personal data, passport number, and expiry date of your passport to voiquiz2016@gmail.com. voiquiz2016@gmail.com before August 1st, 2016. Welcome to Indonesia.
Listener, our commentary today entitled Fake Vaccine. The disclosure of a syndicate of fake vaccine makers in area in Bekasi, West Java has caused anxiety among Indonesian people. On Wednesday night, last June 22nd, officers of criminal investigation at the police headquarters raided a luxury house in Bekasi, which is used by the owner to be a fake vaccine production house. Actually, the harmful practices have lasted for quite a long time, but it has just been revealed by the Indonesian Food and Drug Administration, BPOM, recently. It is normal that the people become anxious and concerned as it harms the children. The fake vaccines are mostly for immunity against various diseases such as hepatitis, measles, and tuberculosis. It starts from information from the society and reports from mass media on babies who died after being immunized. The law imposers then started some investigations. Of the raids done by the police, it is known that the fake vaccines had been produced and distributed throughout Indonesia since 2003. It is difficult to imagine how easy it is to circulate the fake vaccines, and it has been done for quite a long time. The Food and Drug Administration is supposed to work better so that such practices can be detected and do not have bad impact to the people. This incident should be a warning to the government communities. They should help each other to carry out supervision on food and drug so that there are no casualties. The people should quickly denounce to the authorities when they see any suspicious acts, so as it can be addressed as soon as possible. They must not wait until it causes casualties. The task of the government, particularly the Ministry of Health, is to address the impact of the fake vaccines, such as examining which areas are affected, and to revaccinate the people, especially the children, if necessary. According to the perpetrators of the fake vaccines, they had been replacing the contents of vaccine vials with the intravenous fluids or distilled water. The claim is still to be investigated further. These fake vaccines may not be directly linked to that, but it certainly does not give immunity to the disease as expected. The impact is the people can be sick or even die from particle disease.
because they do not have immunity which they should have had through vaccines. Listener, that was commentary read by Rahman.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events in the past as recorded in history. Let's begin in 1914. Archduke Franz Ferdinand of Austria and his wife Sophie was assassinated in Sarajevo by Bosnia Serb nationalists. Gavrilo Princip, the causes belli of World War I. Franz Ferdinand Karl Ludwig Joseph Maria was an Archduke of Austria-Este, Austro-Hungarian and Royal Prince of Hungary and Bohemia, and from 1896 until his death, heir presumptive to the Austro-Hungarian throne. His assassination in Sarajevo precipitated Austria-Hungary's declaration of war against Serbia. This caused the Central Powers, including Germany and Austria-Hungary, and Serbia's allies to declare war on each other, starting World War I. Next event is from 1919. The Treaty of Versailles was signed, ending the state of war between Germany and the allies of World War I. The Treaty of Versailles was one of the peace treaties at the end of World War I. It ended the state of war between Germany and the Allied powers. It was signed on June 28, 1919, exactly 5 years after the assassination of Archduke Franz Ferdinand. The other Central Powers on the German side of World War I were dealt with in separate treaties. Although the armistice signed on November 11, 1918, ended the actual fighting, it took 6 months of negotiations at the Paris Peace Conference to conclude the peace treaty. The treaty was registered by the Secretariat of the League of Nations on October 21, 1919. Last event is in June 28, 2005, Saleh Afif, an Indonesian national figure, died. Saleh Afif was a former Minister of Administrative Reform who was also as the Vice Chairman of National Development Planning Agency in the administration of President Suharto. His last position before he died was the Coordinating Minister of Economy, Finance and Development Supervision, Development Cabinet 6 from 1993 to 1998. At that time, he also became Professor of the Faculty of Economics, University of Indonesia. Afif was born in Cirebon, West Java on October 31, 1931 and died in Jakarta on June 28, 2005 or at the age of 74 years. Listener, that was Today in History.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Focus. The theme of today's Focus is Indonesian citizens once again are taken hostage in the Philippines. Stay tuned. For the third time, some Indonesian citizens were taken hostage by armed groups in the Philippines. Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno L.P. Marsudi condemned the incident in the southern Philippines. At the Foreign Ministry building in Jakarta on Friday, Minister Retno explained she received confirmation that 7 Indonesian citizens, crew of Charles Tugboat Barge 001 and 152, were taken hostage. It happened on June 20, 2016 in Sulusi in 2 stages, the first at around 11:30 and the second at around 12:45. Of the 13 crew members of Charles 001 and Robbie 152 barges,
6 were released along with their boats to return to Samarinda East Kalimantan, while 7 other crew members become detainees of Abu Sayyaf. Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi asserted that Indonesian government had requested the Philippine government to ensure security in the territorial waters of the southern Philippines so it does not disrupt economic activities around the region. She added that the government also decided to resume a moratorium on coal shipments to the Philippines to ensure the safety of Indonesian citizens. She also pointed out that the Indonesian government will do anything to release the hostages. The safety of the 7 Indonesian citizens is a priority. Minister Retno also confirms the government of Indonesia is ready to cooperate with the Philippines in a bid to set free the hostages. The government will revive the crisis center to free 7 Indonesian nationals who are taken hostage. In addition to enabling the crisis center, the government will communicate intensively with related parties both in Indonesia and the Philippines to determine steps to be taken to rescue the hostages. Vice Chairman of Indonesian House of Representatives DPR Agus Hermanto is concerned by the reoccurrence of the Indonesian citizens taken hostage by the Philippines army groups. He asked the Philippine government to immediately resolve its internal problems so as not to worry its neighboring countries. Meanwhile, House Speaker Ade Komarudin did not agree by using a military approach to free hostages in the southern Philippines, because he views that this can be done through persuasion. Ade Komarudin said there should be collaboration with the Philippine government so that the incident would not reoccur, since it concerns security. He believes the government is able to set free the 7 citizens held hostage because it has had experience in such liberation effort. Listener, that was Focus Today.
Here news in brief, read by Rahmana. Plenary session of the House of Representatives DPR ratifies the report of Commission 3 of the House on the result of the fit and proper test of Indonesian Police Chief Candidate Commissioner General Tito Karnavian. Chairman of the Constitutional Court Arif Hidayat in Jakarta on Monday said that President Joko Widodo will open the Congress of Asian Constitutional Court Association 2016, which is scheduled to take place in Bali in early August. A member of the House of Representatives DPR Commission 1, Sharif Hasan, pushed Indonesian government in Jakarta on Monday to be more assertive in handling cases of Indonesian hostage by the terrorist group Abu Sayyaf in the Philippines water some time ago. Malaysian authorities continue to increase monitoring and patrols along the sea crossing lane in Johor Bahru. The patrol is aimed to prevent Indonesian citizens who usually enter through irregular channel and will go back home to celebrate Idul Fitri in their hometowns. Head of Research and Development of Corruption Eradication Commission KPK Cahya Hardianto Harefa said that inaccurate budget and alleged plot are separate causes of deviation of project procurement of goods and services. Despite varying opinions among factions in the House of the Representatives, the legislative body is set to approve the tax amnesty bill during Tuesday plenary meeting. Head of the Indonesian Capital Investment Coordinating Board, Becky Pian Prangki Sibarani, held a roadshow on Monday in 3 cities of the United States, namely San Francisco, Chicago, and New York, to market Indonesian investment potential. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, is holding VOI International Quiz 2016 with the main prize, having a holiday in Indonesia. Indonesia, an amazing country, the world's largest archipelagic country, where you can find a lot of wonderful things. Indonesia, a beautiful place with natural cultural diversity, along with its friendly people. All of this will impress you for good. Are you dreaming of visiting Indonesia? Make your dream come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2016. You may be the lucky one to visit the wonderful Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. What is the capital city of Indonesia? 2. What is your favorite program? 3. Tell us briefly what you know about Voice of Indonesia. Please send your answer along with your personal data, passport number, and expiry date of your passport to voiquiz2016@gmail.com. voiquiz2016@gmail.com before August 1st, 2016. Welcome to Indonesia. You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, it is a great pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary art, arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll invite you to visit Masjid Raya Batam in Batam, Riau Islands Province. Stay tuned. Listener, Masjid Raya Batam or Batam Grand Mosque, which stands majestically in the Civic Center area, Batam Center, is a community pride mosque in Riau Islands. The existence of the mosque is designed as a center for religious facilities to serve residents of Batam Island and the Muslims of Riau Islands. Batam Grand Mosque or Masjid Raya Batam is a representative place to accommodate the activities of Muslims ranging from religious, educational, social, cultural, and broadcasting activities. The location of the mosque is located next to the Engku Putri Square, Batam Center. From the International Ferry Terminal of Batam Center or Mega Mall Shopping Center, you can just walk to reach the mosque. Since its establishment, the Batam Great Mosque became an icon of religious tourism in Batam. The mosque, named Masjid Raya Batam, originally designed by Ahmad Nu'man and was built in 1999. The area, which is approximately 75,000 square meters, can accommodate more than 35,000 worshippers. The Masjid Raya Batam was later renamed officially became Masjid Agung Batam since it was established by the Ministry of Religious Affairs in July 2010. Listener, philosophically, Masjid Agung building was designed as a merger of two basic forms, namely a square beam as body building and pyramid as the head of the building. The reason for choosing these two basic forms is beam square represents unified and sturdy, making it eligible for the function of the mosque in forming a strong faith. Besides, the mosque also can accommodate more worshippers, while pyramid shape of the roof is suitable for the square-shaped building. This form has a verification toward a point at the top as a symbol of the relationship between human and God Almighty. Meanwhile, three slices pot is a symbol of the journey of human life in the three realms, namely uterus, the world, and the day after. Interestingly, the Masjid Agung Batam is equipped with a form of prayer plaza courtyard, such as the main courtyard of the mosque, which is due to topographical and architectural considerations, it is located higher than the driveway. The plaza is utilized when the number of worshippers are getting more increased in Idul Fitri or Idul Adha. At the Batam Plaza, it is a fountain that can be used for ablution. Another important component is the presence of an enclosed breezeway. The lobby serves as a barrier and Plaza Shaka transition zone or holy area before entering the sacred zone or the main hall of the mosque. Besides the lobby, the mosque also has a 66-meter high tower to mark the number of 6,666 verses in the Quran. While for the supporting facilities, the mosque has a large parking area. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today with the topic Masjid Agung Batam. We will meet again tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio, which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and idioms, and also guide you to use them in a conversation. Today's topic is Persiapan Hari Raya Lebaran or Idul Fitri Preparation. First, I'll introduce some vocabularies and also idioms related to our topic today. I'll say every word twice, slowly, and you can follow after me. Persiapan. Persiapan. In English, preparation. Hari Raya Lebaran. Hari Raya Lebaran. Idul Fitri Day. Masih. Masih still. Sembilan hari, 9 days. Hari ini, today. Pasar, market. Membeli, to buy. Bahan-bahan, material or ingredients. Membuat, to make. Kue. Cookies or cake, keju, cheese, tepung terigu, flour, mentega, butter or margarine, telur, egg, gula, sugar, nanas, pineapple, kacang, peanut, minyak goreng, cooking oil, kacang goreng, kacang goreng, fried peanuts. Setiap tahun, every year. Orang rumah, family. Suka, suka, like, buatan, buatan, made in or made by. Berbelanja, berbelanja, shopping. Next, I'll give you some example from a conversation on persiapan Hari Raya Lebaran or Idul Fitri preparation. As usual, I'll say every sentence slowly twice and you can follow after me. The conversation is between Mary and Nita at the office. Lebaran masih 9 hari lagi. Lebaran masih 9 hari lagi. In English, Lebaran is still 9 days away. Bagaimana persiapan Lebaran kamu? Bagaimana persiapan Lebaran kamu? How is your preparation? Saya hari ini mau ke pasar membeli bahan-bahan untuk membuat kue. Saya hari ini mau ke pasar membeli bahan-bahan untuk membuat kue. In English, today I'm going to the market to buy materials for making cookies, seperti keju, tepung terigu, mentega, telur, gula, nanas, kacang, dan minyak goreng. Seperti keju, tepung terigu, mentega, telur, gula, nanas, kacang, dan minyak goreng. In English, such as cheese, flour, butter or margarine, egg, sugar, pineapple, peanut, cooking oil. Kamu mau membuat kue apa? Kamu mau membuat kue apa? What kind of cookies are you going to make? Saya mau buat kue keju dan kue nanas. Saya mau buat kue keju dan kue nanas. I'm going to make cheese cookies and also pineapple cookies. Selain itu, saya mau membuat kacang goreng. Selain itu, saya mau membuat kacang goreng. In addition, I'm going to make fried peanuts. Apakah kamu selalu membuat kue lebaran sendiri? Apakah kamu selalu membuat kue lebaran sendiri? Do you always make your own cake for lebaran? Ya, setiap tahun. Setiap lebaran, saya selalu membuat kue sendiri. Ya, setiap tahun. Setiap lebaran, saya selalu membuat kue sendiri. Yes, every year. Every lebaran or Idul Fitri, I always make my own cookies. Orang rumah saya sangat suka kue buatan saya. Orang rumah saya sangat suka kue buatan saya. My family loves my cakes or cookies. Kalau begitu, mari kita berangkat. Kalau begitu, mari kita berangkat. In that case, let's go then. Saya juga mau berbelanja. Saya juga mau berbelanja. I'm going shopping too. That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia on the radio which guides you to use them in a conversation. Until next edition of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, till we meet again, sampai berjumpa lagi.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listeners of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian original music, either traditional or modern ones. In today's edition, I present you to an Indonesian talented female singer, Chris Dayanti. Well, listener, let's listen to the first song entitled Doaku Harapanku by Chris Dayanti. Happy listening. The song Doaku Harapanku tells about human life that cannot be separated from temptation. So, prayer and hopes to Almighty God is the best way for a solution. The song Doaku Harapanku is the soundtrack of religious soap opera with the same title Doaku Harapanku. The soap opera that starred by Krisdayanti was aired during Ramadan 1998. Krisdayanti's career in music began when she won the Asia Bagus Festival in Japan in 1992. She joined Warner Music Indonesia and released her first album entitled Terserah in 1995. Since the success with the hit single Menghitung Hari in Malaysia in 1998, the Kadis name increasingly skyrocketed. The highlight of the career was marked by the success of her first solo concert, entitled Concert Kadi, in 2001, that drove her to the title Indonesia Diva Pop. According to rumors, said that Krisdayanti was the most expensive singer during the decade of 2000. A national business magazine wrote that her income in a year is greater than the president. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Ya Rahman Ya Rahim by Krisdayanti. Happy listening.
Betapa kau mengasihi kami dengan rahmatmu kau ciptakan semesta ini dengan rahmatmu kau terangkan di siang hari dengan rahmatmu kau berikan udara air di setiap waktu setiap penjuru Ya Allah Betapa kau menyayangi kami Dengan rahimu kau ampuni dosa Kau berikan jalan lurusmu Dengan rahimu kau berikan Cinta abadi yang hanya untukmu Hanya untukmu
Listener, this song you've just listened containing an expression of gratitude to the Almighty God who has given everything favors to the universe. As one of the most successful female singer in the Indonesian music industry, Krisdayanti has been honored with several awards, both from within and outside the country. Kade, or Krisdayanti, was named as Queen of the 10 Biggest Asian Artists by Channel 4 in 2015. Kadi also won typical award in her performance at Anugrah Planet Music 2007 in Singapore on her dedication in the music industry. Krisdayanti is also one of the 99 most powerful women in Indonesia from the Globe Asia magazine version in October 2007 edition and the best 50 Indonesian long-lasting singers of Rolling Stone magazine's version in December 2010 edition. And listener, the age is not an obstacle for Kade to continue her work. Kade recently preparing international songs. Together with her husband, Raul Lemos, Kade has just completed to record the songs which are handled directly by the Mateo Camargo producer in the United States. Mateo Camargo, known as a cold-handed producer, Shakira and Justin Bieber are the world singers who have ever worked with her. Well, listener, to conclude our segment for today, let's listen to the last two songs, entitled Bismillah and Surga Yang Tak Dirindukan by Krisdayanti. Happy listening and sampai jumpa.
Gelap datang.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.